That Itaka holds that you're potter. And that's what he said in the Braisa Af. Hamakim Trumuli Bikurim, he does not mean to say Yechayiv Malkus, but he goes back on the ratio of the Braisa and said that you're potter here also. He more says like this, Vochikoma. This is what the Braisa meant to say. The Braisa says like this, Lav Shein by Maisein Loikan Olof. A lot that there's no action to it, you do not get Malkus. Now, Mishum of Yosef Chnina Omru, Af Hamakim Trumuli Bikurim. That this also you do not get Malkus. This is all succeeded like a law trained by Meister, according to Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, there's no stira from Rabbi Yossi to the Rabbi Yossi. Now, the more the question, what's the difference? Why? Well, Meishin or Meimer, the lucky, how come we say you make Tamura? Here, everybody agrees you get Malkus, Mishum de Bibure, or Semeister. Because with your Dibur, you're causing an action to take place. Meaning to say, taking this Behema Chulin next to the Behema Kochim, and you're saying Zu Tachazu. So with your Dibur, by saying Zu Tachazu, you're creating like a Maisa. You're making this Behema Chulin become Kochim, that's considered like a Dibur, like a Maisa, that according to everybody you get Malkus. And so the same swore should be Maktim Trumalu Bikurim Namimuka, Mishum Dibdiburai Asa Maisa. So when you make a Shuma before Bikurim, also the same thing. But you being Mafish Shuma right now with your Dibur, you're making a Kedusha Shuma on Yishaf and Kedusha. Now for Zal, we see Chayiv Misa. And so the Chur is called, you're doing something. So it should also be considered a Maisa. So why isn't this called a Maisa? What will be the Pshat in the Yisrael of Chanina? How come by Tamura he agrees you do get Malkus, and over here you do not get Malkus? And Rashi says, here also, Shekaru Lashem, or Meivin of Dusha Truma. Someone says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosom, Shat from Yossi is like this, Shani Hosom, the love Shanitit Liasehu, and Yossi holds over here, this love of the Maktim Truma from Bikurim, is like a love Hanitit Liasehu. There's an essay if you did this love. Yesir, the Pasuk says, Mikol Maisra Sechem, Turimu. So there is a mitzvah essay still to take off the rest of the maisois of the bikurim. So even though you took off truma first, you're over this lab, but there's still an essay now to go out and take off the bikurim. But since there's still an essay involved, that's why he considers this like a lab and nitzvah. He has said that there's no malchus. Rashi says, lash and nitzvah he has said, lab dechsiv melayoscha v'dim alach leitiyachar. It says a lab first, do not take off one before the other. Then there's an Esther Dichtiv Mikol Maaser Sechem Terimu. V'dashinu Lei B'Yalma. V'dashinu is all over this. V'vach Shmait L'Kamon. L'Maisa Shekdimu B'Kri. T'yover Alav D'Loi Tachar. Shekdim Maisa Truma. You didn't take off Maisa before Truma, also there's this Lav. V'natkin Lav Malkus. And the Pasuk now says there's no more Malkus on this Lav. V'nidu B'Choyz V'Mafus. Torah says no. There's a Mitzvah Esther. Even though you took off the Maaser Shein before the Maaser Rishon, he wrote with a lav, but now it's an essay of Mikol Maaser Sechem Terumu, go take off the Maaser Rishon. V'yach v'gavra, she says, Lo samchi ador, that is two, the lav and the essay now next to one another, still crush to the lash and this little essay, v'yachal eloka. That's the reason why, according to Rabbi Yossi, you do not get Malkus on this lav of Mlayachal v'demachal, because it's considered like a lav shenitik l'yassay. The sheet over here wants to say it's not really considered here a lav hanitik yasei, but rather a lav shekodmu asei. There's another machlekes in the Gemara Masechet Makis. So we're going according to that sheet to a lav shekodmu asei. Also, you do not get Malkus. Our Kofarim Rashi learns like our Girsi here that the Gemara answers according to Rabbi Yossi, it's considered a lav hanitik yasei. Means if you do the lav, the Torah gives you an essay to do, so the essay takes away the Malkus. Like instead of getting the Malkus, do the essay that fixes up the lav. So more is now Yosef Rav Dimavim, he sat down. He said over this halachon. So Malay Abaye said back, is that a cloud what he's saying that a lav shenitik liasei every single time you do not get Malkus? If so, and that's Psham Rav Yosi, if so, what Neymar? The lav we're talking about here about Tamura, that the lav shenitik liasei you, there's a lav, liach lifenu. And then there's an essay, like Rashi says, it's called Lash Nitli Asay, the Meimar, Lav Dechsev Loyach Lifenu, and Asay V'Yimhome Yomer. says what? Do not do it. And then it says if you do it, there's a mitzvah sesay. So for the makasha of neymar, the lash and nitzel gasayu v'lokin, still you get malchus on it. It's not going to our mishnah. That lo yishodur mishur l'homir, not that a person is allowed to make tumura. Elo shimhomer, if he does it, mumar, the tumura is chal, the behem is chul and becomes kachim, the sefik is saboy, but he gets malchus. So I look at Kasha, Abaye is the Kur here to Lash, and it is the Yasei, so how can we get Malkus by Tamura? Tamura says, no, I'll tell you, Hevilu Tre Lavi. By Tamura, there are two Lavs involved. And therefore, the Chad Esai, only one Esai. Tloyosi, Chad Esai, Vyoka Tre Lavi. And since there are two Lavs here, therefore this one Esai cannot be Menatic. That's why you get Malkus. Rashi says, Tre Lavi, Vyesai, Lech, Lifenu, Vlo Yomer. It says two laws, lech ben lo yomer. The ochi sefik es aboyim, therefore you only get aboyim, get malchus once. So one way to learn the pshat is here, enechanami. Really there are two laws, and that really tells us the question, the first omid, that you should get 80, you should get twice the malchus. And one tetzatoy says that you do get twice. Another tetzatoy says, no, you only get 40. So according to that pshat, to be very good here also, you only get 40. You know why? Because even though there are two laws here, but there's one essay. So this one essay is Menate takes away one love, Enechnami. So you do not get Malkus without one love. But for the other love we have, that you do get Malkus. That's why still you get at least 40, you get one time Malkus. Now, tell you this, the question, what was Abaye's kasha altogether? Like, didn't Abaye know that the klal and shas of love and itikli say that you do not get Malkus? The Mishnah is all over. Tell you this, there's a Mishnah in Chulin about that. Pashluach HaKan, it says, the Loka Achayim, Nalabonim, is Meshalech, you ain't a lake, you don't get Malkus. Because Lav Nitzel Yasei, V'chein Gabi Noisar, the common Gemara, so what's the bias question over here to say, is there a Ptur of Lav Nitzel Yasei? The Tosafos want to say, Avada, by regular case where there's a Lav, and an Essay right after it, like Bashluch HaKan, everybody agrees it's called a Lav Nitzel Yasei, you will not get Malkus. Just the bias question was over here, the Essay of Mikoma Sosechem Turimu does not stand next to the Lav of Malayach of Demacha Loi Tacher. But since the Est is not next to the Lav, here Abaye thought this says not like a Lav in Italy, I say. And that's his Kasha by Neymar. So Rashi's place says, what's the Kasha from Tamura? By Tamura, even though the Lav and the Est say one next to another, but he thought to say Tamura has something else with it. That did not really be Mekayim the Essay. Mishum Tais says, Mishum Diena Mekayim Lesav Yadayim. It happens by itself. It's not called you're doing it Yadayim. Therefore, Abaye thought to say, just like Tamura, since it's not a complete Lava Nitzit Liyasei, you get Malkus, Smele meant to ask here also, that this Moyach of the Machaloy Tiacha, that's one Lav, not to take off Truma before Bikurim. Now, even though the Torah says the Mitzvah says to do it still, but since the Torah doesn't say the Yesar right next to the Lav, it's a different Pasha, far away, so Abaye thought to say that both have Chesroinus, and that maybe not considered like a Lava Nitzit Liyasei, you should not get Malkus. The Gemara answers no, that it is considered Lav HaNitzel Gasei. The reason why Tamura, you do get Malkus, is because by Tamura, there are two Lavs. So according to Tosafos, the first Amid, the way he has one shot to say you get twice Malkus here, so according to that, the Pshana Gemara would be that a Lav that has two Lavs to it, that's a very strong Lav, on that we don't have a cloud of Lav HaNitzel Gasei, even though there's one Asei, it does not take away any Malkus in. And therefore the Din would be you get twice Malkus. Now the Gemara still is that true for Rei Oynis, in the case where a man is manas a girl, a manas a nara, that the Torah gives you a mitzvah sensei to marry her, and a lav not to give her a get. Rashi says, Rei Oynis, manas b'sula, somebody's manas b'sula, the Pasuk says, lo yuchol l'shalcha, that you have to marry her, it says, v'lo yisi elisha, and it also says right away, lo yuchol l'shalcha, can't there's a lav not to give her a get. The, over here, the Chad Lav, there's one Lav of Leyuch L'Shalcha. The Chad Essen is one essay of Leyuch L'Shalcha, you should stay married to her. And still over here, Leyuch Chad Essen V'Yoka Lav. We see that this essay is not Menatic Lav, you get Malkus. Where's the case you get Malkus? Rashi V'Chad Essen, the Siv Leyuch L'Shalcha. Because we learn the Tanya, we learn this in the Gemara and Malkus. Oynis Shegirish. If a man is ma'anis, a girl, besula, and now he married her first, he did the mitzvah, now he gives her a get. That depends. im Yisroel, or if the person's a Yisroel, that he's allowed to be master grushosai, so therefore is the master, let him remarry you back, let him do the yasei, we ain't like it, he won't get malchus. But v'im koyin, let's say the person that gave his anusa, he gave her a get, so if it's a koyin, the lochur is, he's not allowed to marry back his grusha. He can't marry any grusha. Then lochur is leika. It's like a get malchus, we ain't a master, he can't remarry you back. So the question is why? Why does he get malchus for? It's still called love. Hanitik liyasei. So Rashi learns in Yisrael umachzer. Why? Mishum de biyomid vechse koi. He still had this mitzvah of aloysi elisha. V'yeshle l'kiyum eitavai v'chatu mekayim both. Esei, t'leis asei. V'yeshle b'chazara. Avu koyin, but a koyin de lav. Ba'amud vechse koi doesn't have this esei to remarry back again. Mishum de yeyna leisek rishosei. Rather like him, if he gets Marcus with this love, he's not going to send her away. Loyosi essay, Vyokalosa say Loima, Shane Lakin, Devade Lakin. There's, even though this is called the love, analytically essay, but still, you get Marcus if you can't even claim the essay. If so, Vakash Laman the Yomar, the last analytically essay, ain't Lakin. In other words, this is one love hater, Loyukhala Shalcha. Now, since by some people you could be mekayim the mitzvah sasei, it's possible to remarry you back. So the question is, if you hold lav and nitzel yasei, you do not get malchus, he should not, even the kohen should not get malchus. Because this lav itself has an essay to it. So when it says back, I'll tell you no. Kahanim karmat, he asked me a question from a kohen. Kahanim taimach rinuhu. There's another reason why kohen gets malchus, if he gives his anusa get. To Reba Rachmon, a Kedushi Yisera, that the Torah was marred by special Kedushis by a Kain. So Rashi says like this, Hogagasin, and Shani Kainim, and Taimach Rinaninu, to Reba Vu Kro Kedusha. The Chsiv says in the Parasha Emerald, Elokahanim, Lenefesh lo Yitamei, a Kain cannot be Matamar himself. He has special Kedusha to him, a Kain. Therefore Rashi says, Vechivon de Chomer Kedushasayu, since his Kedusha says Chomer, Hechmer alayot fame Yisrael, the Torah was machmer more upon a kind of Yisrael. The Loki should get Marcus, Afidim alav shenitin yasei. I forgot the Yisrael Loki, that's one shot over here. That Lamaisi, even though this is sitting alav shenitin yasei, the mixas, still it's not a kasha if we see that a kohen gets Marcus. Because by Kahan and the Chlau, we see the Torah was machmer. The Torah gave special laws to a kohen. He can't be metamal amesim. So therefore, b'chlal, the chumras of a kohen is that by him, this type of a lav and this is what I say, he gets malchus. Then the chlamim, by regularly so, that's the klal of a lav and this is what I say, he did not get malchus, and that's what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds by the lav of Yematim Truma Libikurim, since it's similar like a lav and this is what I say, even though it's a mixed up lav and this is what I say, like Toy says, even though the assay does not say next to the lav, still, Rabbi Yisrael holds, you do not get malchus for such a love. So Tosis learns the Pshan Gemara is like this. Tosis learns what the Gemara meant to ask is, Harei Oynis, Techad Lav Echad Esei, and still we do not say, Lav Anitikli Asei. So Tosis means to say the question is like this. The Didoch Tosis says, the Yama that you're telling me now, Mikol Maestro Sechem Terimu, that the Layari Yela Biartom is Trum Lamaisa. This passage that gives the Mitzvah Sasei is only talking about in the case we took off Maisa before Truma. So there the pasuk says, still take off truma. So this is called the lav anitzik liyasei. If you took off maisa first and then truma, then the chorayon is finished, not get malchus. But you want to say further, v'yafilu orchi yevanitzik lihektim libikurim lemaiser. Even in the case of someone who took off truma before bikurim, you want to say for that lav also you did not get malchus. Alma, what do you say the pshat in you is? Alma isklav, you hold that the lav shenitzik lemitzas, even though only part of the lav is menafe to an assay, so yes, it takes away the whole lav. As you hold now, that if somebody takes off truma before bikurim, you're telling if Shan Reb Yosef, the reason why there's no malchus, is because it's called a lav anitikli assay. Now even though the essay that says mikol maaser sechem terimu is not talking about bikurim, it's only talking about over there that if it took off maaser before truma, if it took off maaser sheni before maaser rishon, the other mitzvah essay take over the take, still take off the first maaser. But there's no mitzvah sasei by bikurim. Still, you're telling me Shan Rabbi Yisrael Bechadina is that the reason why if you take off truma before bikurim, you do not get malchus, is because that lav, since part of the lav is menatek to an essay that takes off the whole lav. So any lav that part of it, one prop of it, has an essay attached to it, that there's no malchus that way, then the whole lav has no malchus. If that's your yisoid, Sumeria is very good. I earnest, there's one lav here of leyuchel shalcha, and there is a menatek liyasei to Yisrael. Yisrael is called lav in Italy, I say, is only behemid, the echsekoi. There's a mitzvah essay for him, loisil Yisha. He should always stay married to her, he should marry her back. So just like when a Yisrael is minus the girl, if he gives her a get, he does not get malchus, because that lav is intimately, I say, the same svar should be according to you, that a kohen should also not get malchus. And that's the kasha. And we see here in the Brice and Noah, a kohen does get malchus. That's the proof to say that even though part of the lav is monotically, I say, but the other part by a kohen is not monotic, he has no essay, does get malchus. So it's a kasha back to Vesu Vechadino. Why do you say to take off Truma before Bikurim, you do not get malchus? There's no essay to this part of the lav. This the Gemara says no. Kahanim kamer chani kalim tibur rachmona ben kushi seira. So Tzayis learns pshat that kivun the yosar akosav drusha legabayu. Since the Torah said refer to lav that a kohen cannot marry a drusha, ain't a nitik a lav liyestay. This lav of the chalim not nitik liyestay. So the double with the yosar, it's not dealing to the lav of truma, because over there the lav of truma is nitik liyestay. Needed to say, even though the Pasuk only says clearly that Mikol Masasechem Terimu, it only says the Mitzvah Sesei by Truma, but it's possible to have this Mitzvah Sesei even by Truma and Bikurim also. So therefore, since it's Shaykh to say when Svar, like we learn out, there should be a Mitzvah, even though you took off your Truma first, still take off Bikurim, so there the Mitzvah Sesei does apply to Bikurim, even though it doesn't say Beferish. So that's why by Bikurim Taki you do not get Malchus. But that's called Lavanitik Liyasei. Mashenkin over here, by a Kohen, since by Kohen Mechlal it's not Shech the Yesei Mechlal, he cannot marry back his Grusha, because of a Ferish Allah Vatur for Kohen to marry Grusha, therefore it's Mechlal, not called Lavanitik Liyasei. Now Gemara says, Ki Tanoi. Really it's from Machlokes Tanoim, and the Tosis learns it does not go in our Sugya now of Lavanitik Liyasei, but it goes back to the Sugya that Bryce started off to say, that Kol Lav Shein B'Maisi Zayn Leikin Olov. So now the Gemara says that clause on Achlokes Tanoim. Like this, the Pasuk says, Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boker, the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to leave it over to the next morning. And if you do, it becomes nicer and you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, Bo HaKosav Liten Esar Achaloisesei. The Pasuk says, if you leave it over to the next morning, based his roof, you should burn it. There's a mitzvah said to burn it. So the Pasuk comes to teach us, there's a new mitzvah essay, after the Lav of Nisar, Lema, what if this mitzvah essay comes to teach us? Shein Leikin Olav, that you do not get Malchus for this Lav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, since it's called the Lav HaNitik Liyasei, that's why you do not get Malchus. But if not for the Svar that's Nitik Liyasei, you would get Malchus, even though Nisar is still the Lav, Shein by Maisa. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for a simple lav of Shein by Maisa, you would receive Malchus. Rabbi Yaakov Agin says, no, Rabbi Yaakov Aymer, all right, a turnover. The Yonaz of Yehudi Shita, the reason why you don't get Malchus is because it's a lav, Hanukkah Lesay. Rabbi Yaakov says, Noyman Hashem Muzer, now this is not the reason why you do not receive Malchus. Elo Mishum to have a lav Shein B'Maisa, it's a simple reason. Because the lav of Maisa, if you leave over the korban, you do not eat it the whole night. You leave it over to the next morning, you're over a lav by not eating it, but it's a lav Shein B'Maisa. And this Rav Yaakov says, the whole lav Shein B'Maisa, and like an olive, any lav that you do not do a Maisa, you do not get Malchus for. So Mechlal is the proof from over here to Rav Yehuda, that a common Rav Yehuda saw that like an olive, he says yes. As yet, the Malach of Maisa, you would receive Malchus, even if the Lav Shein by Maisa, only because of the Lav of Nitzel Yasei. Zemar says, if so, for Rabbi Yaakov, Hai V'yahan Maisa M'menu Ad Beike V'esh Tisreifu L'ma Yosa, like what does the Pesach have to say this for? You do not receive Malchus because it's a Lav Hanitzel Yasei, because it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. So why do I need this essay for? So Zemar asks the question, V'im Taimah, or Yitzchak Lohos, Lohanu Din Sreifa, look, we need the positive sheet to tell us that there's a mitzvah to burn Sreifa. The Torah says, no, V'yishleimah, Dimin HaSmichos Keporach. The most question is from the Smichos, one after another. The Ma'ay Yichus HaKos V'Hochus Somach Alav. How come the Torah has to say this mitzvah to burn it right after the Lav? E Lav not for a swan in Tukei also. So, L'chur, that's the Kashan of Yaakov. Here it's Mashmah that really you would receive Malkus. And the only reason why not is because of Lav and Nitzvah V'Yasei. Because if it's only come to teach us the mitzvah has to burn it, it did not have to say it right after the Lav. The Kuru said it later. So why did it have to say the Lav right away? So Mora said, no, there's another limit over here. The Gemara says, "Mi boiler need of the coins from Yaakov Mikrat Nan." Like we learned the Gemara Pesachim, it says, "Who had some ice the bones of the korban, who had eaten the veins, who had noisem." What's left over from the korban Pesach? Yisra for the shisha also. You should burn it on the 16th day, not on Pesach in the morning, not on Tesvav in the morning, but the afterwards on the first day of Chol Hamoed Midiraisa, which is the 16th, the second day of Pesach, which is Chol Hamoed. You burn it on Chol Hamoed first. What's going to be Chal Shisos Lius B'Shabbos? That's when the first day of Pesach is on Friday. And the second day is Shabbos. Then Yisrof will be Shiva, so you first have to burn the Neser on the 17th, on the first day of Chol of Pesach. And the Chal is why? If you shame Deichim Leyes or Shabbos Leyes or Yom Tov. This mitzvah essay of burning Neser or burning the Atzomas Negim of the Chol Pesach is not Deichim Shabbos. Therefore, that's the Chiddush of the Pesach. You first have to do it on the first day of Chol Hamoed, the first day of Chol. Now, the Yom HaChizki, Chizki says, V'chein Tanad V'chizki, and Tanad V'chizki, my time, what's the reason? And maybe this mitzvah, since it's Bizmanai, you're supposed to burn it. Maybe you have to burn Bizmanai, so maybe you have to burn it on the first day of Pesach. Maybe it is Deicha, the mitzvah, the lav of Yom Tov. Maybe you should burn it on the first day of Pesach. Maybe that's the mitzvah say. How do we know to say you're supposed to wait till the next day? So where it says on the Chol, the Pesach says, V'hanois v'mimenu ad boiker. Beish tisroifu. So the second time in the Pesach, the word boiker is bo ha'kosav lika in boiker sheni. First the Pesach says, V'hanois v'mimenu ad boiker. Do not leave it over to the next morning. Then it says the second time, V'hanois v'mimenu ad boiker. The word, second word ad boiker is extra, ceremony boiker. So what's the second word boiker doing in the Pesach? So Boa cost of Lita and Baker Shinless Refosa. The Prophet is teaching us that you should not burn this wafer the first morning when it becomes nicer. Because we're talking about on Pesach. The Torah says do not leave it overnight until the next morning. So if you leave it over till the next morning, the first morning of Pesach, it becomes nicer. But you're not going to burn it now on Pesach. It's not Baker Yom Tov. Therefore the Prophet says a second, the Baker to teach us, you could not burn it now on Yom Tov, but you have to work to the first day of Chol Hamoed to burn it then. That's why it says next to the word boiker. That's called litain, boiker, shemeless, refosai. That's what the Chiddush over here is to tell us, that it's not boiker Shabbos, it's not boiker Yom Tov. Rashi says, boiker, shemeless, I'm a tezayin, dochi mash makro, place a single man about boiker. Don't leave it over to the next morning, the animal boiker, shemeless, tezvov. Don't leave it over to Pesach in the morning. And the yinais of the man, if you did leave it over, aridich boiker, so the second morning, then boiker's rifle, then you're tezayin, shulchon amoyed, but not on Yom Tov itself. So B'chitz, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that's the reason why it says, based this way through right after the Lav. Teaches this Kiddush that you cannot burn it the first day, but the second day. Now the Gemara starts a whole new sugya. The Rama Rabbi says, that kol milsa v'yom rachmon lo yisavod. Anytime the Torah says, do not do something, yishnol imavod, even if you do it, nani, still it's chal. The Torah says, don't marry this lady. The Torah says, don't take off maisa before truma. So even though there's a lav to do it, but if you do it, it's chal, what you did helps. And what's his proof? Because v'yisakot adit, you tell me a thing, v'yisakot adituch. No, honey, it's not chal, it's on my luck, if what purpose you get malchus then? You didn't do anything wrong. So that's the proof, since you get malchus and a lav, that what you did does help. Rava says, no, no, honey, Torah says, do not do it, even if you do it, it's not chal, doesn't help. It's as if you didn't do it. If so, behind the luck, how can you get malchus? Mishum bi'ovar amem l'drachmono. Because you do not listen to what the Torah says, what Hashem says. Hashem says do not do it, and you went ahead and did it. So even though l'maisa is not chal, but still l'maisa we say, you get malchus. So we're going to go through now, Mishum, next tomorrow, next tape, we'll go through this whole sugya, exactly where exactly is the machlekes. Because the most lavim, the Gemara says, according to both of them, it is chal. Places there at the kasher, according to Ravo, if you shech the korban pesach when you have chametz in your house, since there's a law to shech the korban pesach when you have chametz, the shechita should be possible. And we know the shechita is kosher. The Torah says, Nishalmu, there's a special crew to say it's kosher. Another question is, If you put a mum on your bechor, your tzor moizim bechor, it should be also to use it midiraisa. Because the Torah says do not do it, so according to Rav, the Torah says do not do it, even if you do it, it's said like you did not do it. And we know the only reason why you can't use the bechor with that mum is because of the knas. The Torah says no, here the pshat is not worse as if the mum would come by itself. If the mum would come by itself, also be a good mum. So now that you did it, then in the mitzvah you have a mum. So exactly where the machlek is between Abai and Rav, and Mr. Shem will see tomorrow and the next stop. All right, we'll stop here. You are holding Daf Hey Yom Aleph. You're in the middle of the Shal now, the Machlokes between Abaye and Rehoboam. The Shal is that Kol Milsa, that Abaye said, that Kol Milsa, the Yom Rachmon, whenever the Torah says, do not do something. So Abaye holds the Yovid Mani. If you do it, still it's Chal. Whatever you did happens. Then he's for it, because otherwise you will not get Malkus. And Rav said no, that Loi Mahani, if you did something, the Torah says do not do, it's not Chal, Loi Mahani, it does not help. So why do you get Malkus? So Rav swore it was Tam, Mishum the Ofer HaMemrod Rachmona, you did not listen to the Torah, for that alone you get Malkus. Now the more so, that Fayyam and Alpha top that